Hello, fellow humans. My name is Holly, and tonight I will be reading y'all some sports news. I am not a sports aficionado, but I want to help any and everybody get the best sleep possible. So here I am, giving it a go. The news today will be from Tuesday, October 12th. Hopefully right now you are getting ready to sleep, maybe washing your face or brushing your teeth, or maybe you're already snuggled up in bed, snug as a bug under your blankets. I should advise y'all not to listen to this while driving or operating heavy machinery, and we'll go ahead and get started. Last night, John Gruden, coach for the Las Vegas Raiders, resigned after more emails surfaced that contained racist, homophobic, and misogynistic comments, which is definitely no good. My husband's favorite NFL team would be the Raiders. I'll have to talk to him once he is home. And we'll have to see how he feels about this. It would appear that the emails do span over 10 years. They came about last week as a result of an investigation going on regarding a culture of misogyny in the Washington football team. I won't get into the details of the comments made because they don't deserve to be repeated again. When the first email of problematic nature was leaked, he was not an NFL employee. There were arguments made that since he was simply a color analyst for Monday Night Football, that he shouldn't be punished by the NFL. But as more emails leaked, there was no going back for him. The Raiders' assistant coach, Rich Bisaccia, will be filling in as the head coach for now. How do y'all feel about this news? Are you surprised with this, or did you maybe see it coming? Keyshawn Johnson, a former Tampa Bay Buccaneer, said that he always knew Gruden was a fraud. He even compared him to a used car salesman. Johnson stated this during Keyshawn, J-Will, and Max on ESPN Radio. Do we think that Bisaccia will retain the head coach position? Who do you think will end up coaching the Raiders? Maybe you don't care at all, and that's fine too, y'all. Tyreek Hill and Joe Thury and Clyde Edwards-Helaine all unfortunately suffered injuries, which is a big bummer for the Kansas City Chiefs. Edwards-Helaine might be out, unfortunately, for a few weeks, but it does look like Hill is not doing too bad, so let's hope that the Chiefs get their wide receiver back as soon as possible. It would appear that Hill has just a minor knee injury, whereas running back Edwards-Helaine is suffering from a sprained MCL, which is no fun at all. The Arizona Cardinals might be without Chandler Jones during Sunday's showdown against Cleveland Browns. This would be a result of him being placed on the NFL's COVID list. COVID has most definitely been horrible for so many, and even though all of the Cardinals players are fully vaccinated against COVID-19, the NFL still has some protocols in place regarding COVID-19. So we are unsure whether or not he will return in time. The protocols state that vaccinated players are able to return from the reserve / COVID list when they have no symptoms showing of COVID, and they are also able to pass a COVID test twice within a 24-hour period. The Houston Astros won against the Chicago White Sox in ALDS game number 4. Giving them a spot in the ALCs with a 10-1 victory. So that has got to be very exciting for baseball fans in Houston. The Astros have reached the ALCs in every season since 2017. And is Ben Simmons ending his holdout? Simmons arrived in Philadelphia on October 11th and has taken a COVID-19 test, which is required by the NBA as part of their COVID-19 protocols. It also appears that the Sixers were surprised by Simmons flying into Philadelphia. And I'm sure they were even more surprised when he showed up at the arena to take the COVID test. There seems to be some beef when it comes to Simmons and the 76ers. Simmons didn't report to training camp and also was fined a whopping $360,000 for missing a preseason game. Will he continue to rack up more fines throughout the preseason? We will just have to wait and see. The 76ers also appear to be holding over $8 million of Simmons' $33 million salary. That is a big chunk of money. Will the holdout continue? To be determined, I suppose. And I know COVID is once again devastating for our country and our world, so I'm sorry to be talking about it so much in relation to sports, but it absolutely has had an effect on everything and everyone. So, on my final bit of sports news, I am here to share that due to the NBA's protocols, players who miss games because of their lack of vaccination will not be paid. The Brooklyn Nets are banning Kyrie Irving from the team due to this health mandate until Irving gets the COVID-19 vaccine. He will not be allowed to participate in any team activities. The Nets do claim that they respect Kyrie's right to make this a personal choice, but the choice that he is making does result in restrictions on his ability to be a full-time team member, and the Nets are not really permitting a part-time player, part-time member of the team. Although Irving has not confirmed whether or not he has received the vaccine, it would appear not, due to his ineligibility to participate on any level. He is asking for privacy in regards to this choice. Will he continue to miss games due to lack of vaccination? Do we think that money will be enough motivation to go ahead and get the vaccine? Only time will tell. COVID is very serious, and hopefully teams within the NFL and the NBA and just really all teams involved in sports will continue to protect their players. So that is all I have for y'all today, considering that this is my very first podcast ever. I am more than open to criticism or requests. I will be doing several different sleepy time podcasts over the next several months. These podcasts include a Bob's Burgers sleepy time rewatch, where I will kind of summarize the episode, and and then I will also have a self-love affirmations sleepy time podcast as well, and probably a few others regarding mental health, politics, feminism, being a army wife, and just life in general. So if you did enjoy this podcast, please subscribe and rate the podcast as well. And maybe share this podcast with any others in your life who might enjoy it or might benefit from it. I hope you sleep well, sleep soundly, and I'll be here next time with more sleepy sports.